Paul writes and says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who should be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." In verse number 14, "Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers." I would just be very brief here. I want you to circle a few things in your Bible here. Make notes. The Bible says in verse number 1, "My son." My son. And as the blessings leave, Paul here is saying to Timothy, "My son," he says, "remember, you have a heritage to consider." There is things that have been invested in this family here from this church. There is a heritage that they must consider as they leave. In the same verse, the Bible says this, "Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." And I would say to the blessings as they leave, don't forget that strength comes only from what you get from Jesus Christ. We can commit to pray, but the reality is this, we're going to be on the other side of the world. Their strength is going to come from Jesus Christ. And I want to challenge them this evening to remember, you've got a heritage to remember, and that strength only comes from Jesus Christ. The Bible also says this, "The same commit thou to faithful men," in verse number 2. Do as you've been taught. He gave a wonderful testimony this evening. The plan, the goal of him, his family, is to go and to teach others what he's been taught. He's not going and producing American churches. He's going and producing disciples of Jesus Christ. He's going and teaching the nationals there who Jesus Christ is. And I want to challenge you this evening as you go, commit. The ministry is about Christ. And the things that you've learned, the things that have been invested in you, commit thou to faithful men. The Bible also says in verse number 3, "Thou therefore endure." This is not an area that we like to talk about or necessarily want to think about, but troubles are going to come. And David, our prayer is that you'll endure, that you'll stand when troubles come. Don't move unless God tells you. Don't go unless God leads you. Remember this, that you can stand upon God's word, that you can endure any trouble, any problem, any circumstance, because his endurance is going to come from the word of God and his relationship with Christ. In that same verse as well, the Bible says, as a good soldier, a soldier of Jesus Christ. I pastored a church in Georgia, and there were many soldiers there. We're right outside of Fort Benning. And I learned real quickly, soldiers realize this. They have a commander. As a soldier, he's not going and he's not doing this work in his own power. He's not doing this in his own strength. He's not doing this his own way. He's a soldier. And don't forget that the work is not of yourself or for yourself, but always remember that this work comes from your commander, who is Jesus Christ. And as a soldier, be a good soldier. Be obedient to our commander, our captain, who is Jesus. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. As I contemplate that word, that life there, circle that word, I would suggest you this. Don't look at things of this world. Don't look at things on this life, but look on him. Look to him. He is going to, and his wife, they're going to get discouraged. Things are going to happen. Things are going to take place in their life that is going to be a hardship. It's part of being a soldier. It's part of enduring. But my challenge this evening is for you not to look at the things of this world, but to look upon him. Keep your eyes upon Jesus Christ. And realize this, that life is fragile, as you had said. Life is short. And God is using you in a great way, and it's a privilege to go to a place and share true life, everlasting life, with a world, with the people that need it. And then lastly, in verse number 14, the Bible says, of these things, put them in remembrance. Remembrance. Don't forget, as we have committed not to forget your family, don't forget you have a church. I pray tonight that you'll remember your church gathering around you and praying and committing to give you support through prayer. I pray that you'll remember that ministry is about people. And there's a multitude of people here that they will remember, they will pray, they will remember to give. Remember that it's about people. And as you go and you serve the Lord in a faraway place, the reality is this: many and most of us will never understand what you're going through. We won't know. There'll be things that you're going to deal with that we'll never have to deal with. But I want you to remember this evening that there's a church that loves you, that cares for you, and they're committed so that your life represents a life pleasing to the Lord. Our church family ought to want to hear one day of the blessing family, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It is our responsibility to remember them in prayer, remember them in giving. Church, there are so many missionaries that have to come off the field because their giving is down or their finances are down. I'm sure it's this way in the country they're going to as well, but a missionary, an American missionary, cannot go and work. If they can't have support or prove that support is coming in to finance their family, then they're not allowed to stay in the country. And it's imperative. It's imperative for the gospel's sake that this church remains strong, that this church is committed to seeing people saved, and this church is committed to discipling, that this church is committed to growing, so that through our missionaries that God sends out of our church, we can reach this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are going to expect this family to win souls, are we not? If they go to a faraway place and they're not establishing churches and winning souls, then we would ask, what are they doing? Church, it's no different for us. We want to hear of souls that are won. They need to hear when they get reports of our church that souls are won. We need to remember this, what we're expecting them to do, that we ought to be modeling as well. What we desire for their family is the same thing that we ought to desire here at this place. And so tonight we send this missionary off to another term, to another faraway place. Next Sunday we're going to gather and we're going to worship, and they're going to gather and they're going to worship. And our goal is this, that we glorify Christ, that souls are saved in Guinea, West Africa, and souls are saved in Monclova, Northwest Ohio. And we're going to partner with this family, and we want to see God glorified. And so let's pray together tonight, and let's count it an honor and a privilege that there's a family out of our midst that God is going to use to evangelize a portion of this world. And let's commit to be faithful to the Lord here tonight.